The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus went out along the sea. All the crowd came to him, and he taught them. As he passed by, he saw Levi, son of Alphaeus, sitting at a customs post. Jesus said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed Jesus. While he was at table in his house, many tax collectors and sinners sat with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many who followed him. Some scribes, who were Pharisees, saw that Jesus was eating with sinners and tax collectors, and said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus heard this and said to them, "Those who are well do not need a physician, but the sick do. I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So interesting in the readings this morning. In the first reading, we have a contrast between the Word of God in Scripture and the Word itself, and the Word Himself, and in the Gospel of John, especially the Gospel of John that we use for Christmas Day. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word." And then we move on to the Gospel, and once again we see Jesus not only talking the talk, but walking the walk. In other words, mixing with everybody. Nobody was excluded from Jesus' company. He was totally, totally inclusive. And here we had the people on the right-hand side, the self-righteous, and the people always out to seek and to find some flaw in you, judging him and saying, "How can he be a good man and a holy man and still be mixing with people like these, you know, sinners and tax collectors and all kinds of people, bad people, bad." Well, who was saying they were bad? It was other people. It wasn't Jesus, because Jesus never sees anybody as totally bad, and that must be very consoling for all of us. Very often, we ourselves feel so bad and so unworthy because of some failing in our lives. But there's no better way of dealing with that failing or that weakness that we have by coming to the Lord Himself and saying, "Here I am, Lord, it's me. I know I'm weak. I know I have my failings, but nevertheless, I know you love me." These days, and for some time now, I have become much more aware of how much more important it is for us to accept the fact. And it took me a long time to accept this, that God loves me as I am, in spite of what I think of myself and my failings. And I think that comes through in the Gospel this morning, that God loves you as you are. you may not think you deserve that love. But Jesus' love is not conditional. It's totally unconditional. And when you accept that into your life, it makes a monumental difference, a huge difference in your life. So I urge you today to pray to God to give you the grace to accept His love for you more and more each and every day of your lives.